Basil was right. Alana needed her. Leia turned and raced into the tunnel mouth. There she found Alana kneeling among the corpses. Basil's huge blaster pistol braced atop R2-D2's grimy dome, and tears streaking down her face. She was continuing to pour fire out into the loading bay, trying to help her big green friend. Judging by the blaster wounds in some of the bodies strewn around Alana, Leia could tell that at least a few of those Sith had still been alive when Alana entered the passage.
"I told them to surrender,"
Alana said, almost shouting to make herself heard over her screaming blaster pistol.
"But they just kept reaching for their weapons."
"Then you had no choice,"
Leia said. She glanced up the tunnel.
"Did any..."
"No!"
Alana yelled, shaking her head.
"No one escaped. I killed them. All of them."
"It's okay."
In truth, Leia didn't know if it would ever be okay. The despair and cold detachment in her granddaughter's voice tore at her inside. Perhaps because it reminded Leia of what Alana's father had become. But she could offer no comfort or wisdom until they were safe.
"You did the right thing."
Leia turned back toward the loading bay and was astonished to see Basil still on his feet, spinning through a storm of blaster fire. His robe had been reduced to smoke and tatters, and his green hide was pocked by so many burn holes that he appeared to be spotted. Meanwhile, a steady stream of cannonballs continued to pour from the Falcon's belly turret, melting a long furrow into the loading bay's durasteel wall. Basil seemed to be following the cannon barrage as it continued to sweep away from the tunnel mouth. Leia thought he was simply trying to draw the enemy away from her and Alana, until four more Sith emerged from the smoke. They were angling toward the place where the Falcon's flight deck used to be, no doubt preparing to board through the now open access corridor and end the fire from the belly turret. Leia deactivated her lightsaber and reached for Basil's oversized blaster. Alana shook her head.
"No!"
She continued to fire, slipping a stream of bolts past Basil's flank and forcing the four Sith to slow their advance.
"I'm a really good shot, Grandma."
"Yes, you are," Leia agreed.
"But you're only 9, and..."
"You're just afraid I'll see Grandpa and Basil die,"
Alana finished.
"And I'm afraid I won't."
"Alana."
Leia continued to hold out her hand, her heart breaking at the thought of losing Han and having her granddaughter see it.
"Please.
They're doing this for me,"
Alana said. She managed to put a bolt through the leader's knee, and a tall blonde woman stepped forward to take the man's place.
"And I want to remember it. I need to remember it."